Hebrews chapter 10, but let's start at verse 7. It says, "Then said I, Jesus, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I am come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering, offering sometimes, oft times the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man," amen, I love that. That's Jesus, by the way, amen. "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." I want to say right there, I want to stop right there and say that the most important thing we can do in the day and hour we live is put the Word of God in our heart and in our mind. Amen? It's more important than anything else we do. It's more important to get it into our children than any other schoolwork they have. It's the Word of God that they need today. It's not games and gimmicks. It's not entertainment. But it's the Word of God that they need right now in the day and hour we live more than anything else we could give them. Amen. Plant it in their hearts. He said, "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. "Having therefore, brethren, a boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil," that is to say, his flesh, "and having an high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We see here tonight, and we're reading and hearing in your ear, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he came with a plan, and he came as part of a plan and a purpose. He came that he might take away that was a hindering us, and might give us an opportunity to be reconciled to God. Amen. Ain't you glad for that tonight? We were alienated because of our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities, that were so many. But thank God tonight the Lord came to us. He said in verse 7 at the bottom of the book, "It's written to me to do thy will, O God." He didn't come to do my will. He didn't come to do your will. But Jesus Christ came to do the will of God, to do the will of the Father, amen. I'm glad, I would to God we could get in line with the Lord Jesus Christ to just do the will of the Father, amen. Hey, listen, life is short, it's fleeting, it's like a vapor, it's like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up and it's gone. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could just do the best we can for the glory of God in these days that we have. They're not many, amen. I told my nephew the other day, we was talking, and he's going on 18 years old, and I said, "You know, you couldn't wait to get your license." He said, "Yeah." He said, "That was exciting time. Get your license so you could go." I said, "Well, you get your license, and when you you'll wake up one morning, you'll have your license, you'll wake up, and you're 40 years old." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "It flies by. And then once you have children, man, it just goes into hyperdrive, and things just get faster as you go." Amen. It does. It speeds up. But praise God, you know what we ought to do? Like Brother Bill always says, we ought to make our last days our best days for Jesus. Amen. Just get in there and go and do what God had, trying to do the will of God. In verse 9, he said, "Then said he, lo, I come do thy will, O God. He take away the first, that he may establish the second." He said, yeah, I took away that law. He said, there's a schoolmaster to show you you couldn't do right by yourself, praise God. But he said, we'll give you something better. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. He gave us of his body. He said, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Praise the Lord. He said, every priest standeth daily ministering, offering sometimes oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. You know, all them little lambs, all them little sacrifices, all them scapegoats that was given and offered up, it was just to push sin back just a little bit. Couldn't take no sin away. All those blood sacrifice, amen, had to be offered up, but it just pushed that sin back for another year, for just a little while. But praise God, when Jesus came, amen, when Jesus came, praise God, he came that he might do away with sin, that he might become sin, praise God, that he might take his your sin upon himself on the crude cross of Calvary. Bless his holy name. Amen. He said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, praise God, one sacrifice takes care of forever. Ain't you glad for that? Sat down on the right hand of God. He's talking about justification. Amen. He said we were justified by the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That blood covers our sins if we'll come and recognize the Lord Jesus Christ just as if we've never sinned. Amen. Praise God. Clean slate, start all over. When we bow at old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner, because all sin comes short of the glory of God. And the wage of sin is death. I don't want to draw that wage. Amen. So one night in March 1976, praise God, Holy Ghost of God told me, said, you don't have to draw that wage, young man. You can be set free. Amen. So I slid into the old-fashioned altar and said, Lord, I'm no sinner, wicked and vile as I can be. I need you to save me. Praise God. Know what he did? He saved me. Praise God. He saved me. I was guilty of sin. But he took his blood and covered me, and I was justified, praise God, just as if I never sinned. Gave me a clean start, a clean slate. He did you the same way if you're saved. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He said, from henceforth, expecting to his enemy made his footstool. Now, right there, verse 14 said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. He began to do a perfecting work. Amen. Sanctified, to set you aside. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God, that justification, praise God, took place. The blood's been applied to your life. Amen. You've been covered. Your sins have been covered with the blood. Amen. The glory of God. And God moved in to your heart, Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, moved in, took up his abode, praise God, and he began to sanctify you. Began to set you aside through the Holy Ghost of God. He begins to show you when you mess up. He begins to show you your error. Show you the way that's right and the way that's wrong. You know, we're living in a day and era that people don't want to hear that. They say, oh, preacher, we don't tell us how bad we are. Tell us how good we are. Just tickle our ear. Amen. Just make us feel warm and fuzzy about ourselves. And let us slip off and go into hell lost without God. No, Praise God, we got to realize we just old sinners. We wicked and vile as hell itself. But praise God, they was a Savior, came to Calvary. Died, shed his blood, praise God, for old sinners. Died for me and you. Glory to God. But he perfected forever them that are sanctified. Forever. Perfection. Praise God. You say, well, I'm not perfect yet, but he's working on it. See, we're a work in progress all the days of our life. Till the day that we're presented to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after he had said before, this is a covenant that I will make with them, and after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Holy Ghost God does that. Amen. He plants the Word of God into our hearts, and when we go to mess up, he brings it up like a flag. Hey, had the Holy Ghost God ever bring something to your attention? Yeah, about every day if you're a child of God. Amen. He'll flag something. He'll say, well, wait a minute, that ain't right. Well, wait a minute, that ain't right. Amen. And then when you do stuff right, praise God, you get to bragging on Jesus. You get to reading your Bible. You, and say, boy, he said, way to go. Good boy, good girl. Wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, glory to God, it all makes a difference because of what's in us. He said, our sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. He said, those things are gone. Amen. Well, we see the Lord took care of all that for us. But I was thinking, as Brother Locklear was preaching our Sunday night, and I couldn't get out of my mind, that through even though all this has been taken care of for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, we still go through a lot of things here, don't we? We still have trials and tribulations all the time. We go through them all the every day. As Brother Bill said, praise God, if you're not in a trial or a tribulation, if you're not in a testing period now, just wait, it's coming. Amen? And I won't say this, don't feel that you're in a boat all by yourself out there on the sea of trials and temptations, and there's nobody out there either. Because the sea's a great big place, and glory be to God, if you look long enough on the horizon, you'll see somebody just as bad off as you are. I thought the other day as I went to the hospital to visit, you know, you think, well, boy, it just can't get no worse than this, and you see somebody that's more pitiful than anything you've ever seen. But if we ain't careful, we have our little pity party, you know, say, oh, pitiful me. I'm going through this again. Amen? The trials and tribulations, the temptations that we face. But it's all part of it. See, it's nothing that ain't common. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says this. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Amen. If you think you've arrived and you're up here on top of the mountain, you better be careful, praise God, because you may be on a slippery slope. Amen. You better be praising God because everything's good. You better be magnifying and lifting him up and thanking him, amen, lauding him because everything's all right. Because the next thing you know, you can slip off into the valley. Amen. But now listen to what he says in verse 13. He said, there hath no temptation. That's that time of testing. He said, no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. See, you're not the only one going through this. I'm not the only one going through it. If we look down the roadway, praise God, we'll see somebody else that's going through it too. I want to say this tonight. Hey, there's never a service. Now listen to me. There's never a service that we have at Stony Fork Baptist Church that some of our people aren't going through a storm. That aren't going through some type of testing, some type of temptation. There's never a service that somebody in here, that's why we need to pray for one another. Amen. That's why we always need to lift each other up, exhort each other, praise God, because we don't know what our brother, sister next to us is going through. Amen? But it's nothing that's not common to man. Praise God. They're going through it. You're going through it. I'm going through it. Amen. The folks out there, families is going through it. Everybody's going through testing. Everybody's going through trials and temptations. Amen? Everybody. If we ain't careful, we get on a pity party and we'll say, you know what? I don't know why I'm having to. Nobody else in the world has it as rough as I do. Amen? Well, I guarantee you, if you'll look a little bit and get your focus off you and look down the road, you'll see somebody else, praise God, that's having it worse than you are. Amen? And then you know what you can do? Then you shout to praise, say, thank you, Lord, I'm not got it as bad as they do, but Lord, help them. Amen? Forget about me, Lord, I'll make it. Help them. Amen? Because they're having a time. But he said, there's nothing that's not common. It's nothing that we all don't go through. He said, but when you're going through the testings and praise God, the things you're through, he said, God is faithful. Ain't you glad for the faithfulness of God? He said, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, you can come out of there with a shout, glory to God. He said, if you take your mind, you focus off that, look down the road and say, you know what? I'm just going to forget about my problems. I'm going to just help somebody else, praise God. And you know what? Next thing you know, your problem be little and their problem be little because you've come together, praise God, in the Lord. Amen. Magnifying His blessed name. Amen. Just pointing them to Jesus. Amen. He's that way of escape. He's that one that we can go to. Praise the Lord. Because testing is coming. It's just it's not a matter if, it's just when. Amen? James tells us, over in James chapter 1, James chapter 1 tells us that it's not about when, it's when. James chapter 1 verse 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." He said, different temptation. He said, there's going to be different temptings, different testings you're going to have to go through. Amen? Lord looks down on you, praise God. He said, you know what? This is only a test. You know, like that emergency broadcast system. You know, you hear the little thing, dee, 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 dee. This is only a test. So that's what God's doing to us. Amen? It's just everything that we go through, praise God, it's just a test. And God's watching to see how we take the test. Amen? Now listen to what he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. He said, knowing this, that the trying, that's proof. That's the proof you have of your faith. Do you have faith? Amen? God put it to the test. You say, why? Because it makes you grow. It makes you grow strong. If we got saved and never went through anything here, praise God, we wouldn't be looking for heaven. Amen? We'd get hooked up down here. We wouldn't care if we went to heaven or not. But praise God, when God moves in, He moves our heart, and He puts us through these trials and these temptations, these times of testing, praise God, we get to looking for glory. Heaven gets looking better all the time. Amen? We get to say, Lord, get me out of here. Praise God. Take me somewhere. Amen. Like the old Calgon commercial. Calgon, take me away. But we say, Lord God, take me away. We get to be like old John on Isle of Patmos. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, knowing this, that the trying, he said, knowing this, in other words, it's a given, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. In other words, that's the accomplishment. When we go through these times of testing, amen, it's to accomplish something. Amen. It accomplishes patience. But now he said, but let patience have her perfect work. Now what he's talking about here is moral perfection. Amen. Doing it right, praise God, for the glory of God. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He's saying we need to mature up in Christ, grow up in the Lord, and be complete. Amen. You can only be complete in the Lord. Outside of, that's why there's so many people today that's trying everything in the world to be satisfied. Amen. And they ain't found it yet. The only thing that'll satisfy you, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ living large in your soul. He's the only one that can help you. Praise God. He said, so that's where we get our strength. He said, and if any of you lack wisdom, he said, you say, well, preacher, where do I go to get it? He said, we need to just ask God. He said, if we need some instruction, we need some guidance, we need to figure out a way to get out of this time of testing. He said, praise God, you need to know anything, so just ask the Lord. Amen? So He'll give you the guidance and the direction, praise God, to get you out through that time of testing, praise God, and to deliver you safe over on yonder shore. Praise the Lord. See, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. Amen? He said, the Lord won't rebuke you for asking Him for something. That's just like going to your daddy and say, Daddy, you know, I need some new shoes for school. And he looks down at them, and they're all ragged on your feet, and he said, yes, you do. Amen? That's the way God's doing to His people tonight, His children, praise God. He's looking down on us. He sees what we need. And praise God, when we ask Him, it pleasures Him to give us what we need. Amen. It makes His day. Praise the Lord. But He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Amen. The reason we don't get things a lot of times is because we don't ask believing. Amen. So we need to realize what we need, and we need to realize where we can get it. We get it from the Lord. Amen. But sometimes I think what we do, we get bogged down and we don't know what to do. Amen. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn to. So we get confused. Praise God. And we begin to wonder within ourselves, you know, who can we go to? Where can we find the answers? I won't say praise God. In the volume, he said, in the volume of the book, it's written of me. We can find the answers in God's holy word. But we get discouraged and we say, well, what do we do? Amen. Whenever we get to the point and we don't know what to do. Say, what do we do when we don't know what to do? That's the title of my message tonight. If you, Lord, help me, just, what do we do when we don't know what to do? Where do we go to when we don't have the answer? What do we ask, praise God, when we don't even know the questions? Amen. We go to Lord Jesus Christ and we ask Him to help us. And He begins to minister to us and through us and gives us that power that we need, praise God, to be children of God so that we have the answers. Hey, as children of God, sometimes we think, well, you know, we're supposed to have all the answers all the time. We don't, and you won't. But what do we do when we need answers? We go to the Lord. Remember the transfiguration on the mountain, Matthew chapter 17? Jesus went up with the three disciples, and He got up there, and He was transfigured before them, and they seen Him, and they come back, and there was a man there that had a child that was full of the devil. Amen? He was full of devil. He said, he's a lunatic. He's crazy. He slobbers, and he throws himself in the fire. Amen? He said, he's just all kind of crazy. And they asked the disciples, and they said, hey, can you do it? And they tried to get the devil out of him, to get to fix him, and they can't. So the Lord comes down off the mountain, and the fellow runs up to him, and he said, Lord, can you help my son? Amen? And he said, well, how long has he been like that? He said, as of a child. And he said, he foams at the mouth, and he flops around, he throws himself in the water, and he throws himself in the fire. Amen. And he said he's a lunatic. And you know what the Lord said? He goes to him and rebukes him, and the devil comes out of him. Amen. Let me show you that right quick. Matthew chapter 17. And he said in verse 17, and he says, then Jesus answered and said, O faithful and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, amen, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. So then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And he says, it's because of unbelief. Amen. We don't have, you know what? They didn't have enough faith to cast out the devil. They didn't have enough faith, amen, to help this poor man's son. He said, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove thence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Amen. Amen. He said, if we believe in faith, we have faith to believe, praise God, we can stand up even in the late hour we live, praise God, and God can help us in this journey of life we live. Every day of our life, there's nothing impossible for you. He said, howbeit this kind go not out, but by prayer and fasting. He said, it's getting a hold of God. Amen. It's taking some time to get in the presence of the Lord in order to make these things happen. Amen. They didn't have the power to do themselves, but praise God, when they got in the presence of the Lord, things begin to happen. Amen. But a lot of times, you know what we do? First thing when we have problems, we run to the doctor, and we run everywhere else, but we don't run to the Lord. The Lord's the one that can help us. The Lord's the one that can tell you which doctor to go to. Amen. He can point you in the right direction where you can get help if we'll just let Him. But what do you do when you don't know what to do? You go to the Lord. Look back over in Hebrews chapter 10. Start with verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? I was talking to a fellow this week, and And he said that there was a time in his life that he wasn't as close to the Lord as he really needed to be. And I said his little boy got sick and he come home and his little wife was just frantic. His temperature was high. She had been praying and she'd give him medicine and children's Tylenol and all this stuff. And they couldn't get that temperature down. They said, boy, I said, the Lord just impressed upon his heart. He said he took off and headed for the basement. He said he got down there on that basement floor, Brother Bill, and he fell on his face. And he said, Lord, he said, forgive me for my slothfulness. Lord, I need your help right now. I got a little one that's upstairs. It's sick. Been that way a while, God. And Lord, I need your help, praise God. He said, I agonized. I cried out to God. I wept. He said, I come back upstairs in a little while. He said, a little fellow was sitting up in the floor playing. Amen. Well, I tell you what, Cody with tears running down his face, God heard and answered prayers. Amen. Something took place, praise God. Hey, why? Because he got a hold of God. Amen. What do you do when you don't know what to do? You run to the one, praise God, that can give you some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. He said, we can know where we can run to. Amen. He said, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. Today. We can come right into the very presence of God. We don't have to have some man to direct us somewhere. We can go right into the presence of God ourselves. He said, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, as to say, his flesh. Amen. And having an high priest over the house of God. Amen. Hey, we've got it. We can go and confide in our priest. Amen? And he's not some Catholic priest. He ain't some fella that's got his collar on backwards. Amen? He's the high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we go, what do we do when we don't know what to do? Praise God, we go to the high priest. Amen? Whoever liveth to make intercession for us. It brings him joy, praise God. That's why he's there. That's what he does. Amen. Ever since he ascended back and sat down at the right hand of the Father, praise God, he's sitting there for me and you. Hallelujah. Amen. That is good. Praise the Lord. So he says, he begins to lay out here some things that we can do. He gives us four things right quickly and we'll go to the house. He says, number one, let us draw near. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart. Now this is our approach. Amen. What do you do when you don't know what to do, praise God? You approach God. He said you draw near to the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, you don't run away from Him. You don't go somewhere else and seek help. You don't go down the road and try to find advice, praise God. We need to start going to the Lord. We need to start taking our prayers and our supplications, praise God, and making them to God. Amen. Our approach, praise God, to our problem, our testing, our situation, the trial that we're in, praise God, it ought to be our approach, and we ought to approach into the presence of God. And he says, we not only do we approach Him, that we approach Him with a true heart. Amen. A true heart. It's like a man, I don't know why the Lord gave me that, but it's like a man that goes down the road, Brother Bill, and he goes down there to buy a mule. Amen? And he gets down the road and he knows a man's got a mule for sale, but he goes down the road, praise God, and he talks to the man, and the man says, yeah, I'd like to sell the old mule. And he said, what do you have to have for him? And he said, well, he said, I guess I could take $200 for him. And he said, well, okay. And he stands there a minute, and the man says, well, what do you think about that? He said, I don't know, I ain't got no money, nothing to offer you, praise God, but I'd like to have your mule. Amen? So that's the way we are, praise God, when we approach into God, but we don't come with the right attitude. We don't come with the right heart, praise God. God can't help us. Amen? We don't come with what we need, praise God, in order to enter in and see our supplications and our prayers answered. Amen? We ain't got no money with a mule. Amen? I know that's kind of a crude illustration, but that's what the Lord give me. But we got, hey, listen, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance. Now that assurance, that's confidence. He said we ought to come in. If we're born again believer, praise God, if we're confident in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll come and we won't come empty handed. Amen. We'll come with full assurance, praise God. We'll come with confidence before the Lord, praise God. I said, hey, you know what? Do you have what you need? And he said, hey, yeah, I've got the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, well, that's sufficient, praise God, to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? He said, we draw nigh to the Lord. Come into the presence of God in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from all evil conscience. Amen. Have it rendered in a likeness of Christ. Have it converted and purged out. Amen. From evil. That's hurtful. That'll cause people grief. Amen. It's coming into a moral consciousness, praise God, of what's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. He said, when it's like that, he said, let us draw near. He said, how do you draw near? He said, it's the approach that you have. Said, you come in, praise God, with the love of God and salvation in your heart. Amen. See, I'm afraid a lot of times we come in, we've got all this stuff hanging over us. All this sinfulness, all this baggage that we carry around on us, and then something happens and we try to go to the throne of grace and we can't even get through to our prayers don't go past the ceiling. Amen. Because our approach ain't right. You know what our approach has to be when we got sin in our life? Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. I mean it from our heart, not from our, just don't spurt it out through the lips, praise God. It needs to come from our heart. Say, God, forgive me an old sinner and help me, Lord. You know what I need. This is my supplication. This is my prayer. Amen. Then we have the right approach. Amen. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? So you come before the Lord. You draw near to Him with the right approach. You come before Him, praise God, humbly, in a humble attitude. Not only do you draw near Him, but look at verse 23. He said, let us hold fast. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. Hey, he said, in other words, he said, let's get a hold of that promise that God's made to us. You see, God's made us a promise, praise God, if we're His, that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. That He won't leave us in that situation. He won't leave us in that time of testing and a time of trial, praise God, but He'll be there with us the whole way. Kind of like those three Hebrew children. They bound them up in their hosen and their stockings and all that. Heated that thing seven times hotter than it wanted to be heated. Amen. Meant to be heated. And they took them and they throwed them in. And the king says, what do you see? He said, I see four men loose and walking about. Amen. He said, what? He said, I see four men loose and walking around. And he said, the fourth man, praise God, looks like the precious Lamb of God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. And they said, hey, we'll bid them to come out of there. They said, well, hey, them three Hebrew children, they said, hey, praise God, we may be in a fiery furnace, glory to God, but we ain't coming out till Jesus does. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, we just going to stay in this thing, praise God, till God's through with us in here, and He'll bring us out. Amen. Same way He'll do me and you. Praise the Lord. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Just stay in the fire, praise God, and praise God in the fire. Amen. I tell you what, you get down and discouraged, you get to praising the Lord. It ain't longer, it won't be just a minute them old molly grubs will leave you. Praise God, there'll be a satisfaction and there'll be a confidence settled down in your soul. Praise God, it would overflow a great big Navy vessel. I mean, I'm talking about something that'll settle in that gives you peace. Praise God, that passes understanding. But He said, let us hold fast to get a hold of that. The profession of our faith. You know what that is? That's that acknowledgement. When we acknowledge our faith, we acknowledge the promise that God has made to us because He loves us so much that He is faithful. Praise the Lord. And so I said, for He is faithful that promised. He said He'd not put on us more than we could bear. Amen. But said with it, He'd make a way of escape, a way for us to come out, praise God, victorious. A way that we can come out, Lord God, giving God the glory. Amen. We start looking for that way of escape. Praise God, things start getting nice down in your soul. Amen. Praise God. Things start begin to bubble up. You say, you know what? This thing ain't as dark as it is, as I thought it was. Because when I get to looking at Him, I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Praise be to God. And the more you focus on that light, the brighter it gets. Amen. And that's none other than the Lord. So not only do we have approach, but we have our appeal. Our appeal is just let us hold fast because of the promise that He's made us. God has made us a promise, praise God, and God won't renege on His promise. He said He'd bring us out of it, praise God, shouting the glory for His glory. Amen. So not only do we have our approach, but we have our appeal. Just to hold fast. Let us hold fast that promise of God through faithfulness. Who's faithful to us, be faithful to Him. Amen. Hey, you know, there's going to be a prize in heaven for faithfulness. You know, God will honor, He'll always honor faithfulness. Praise the Lord, if we just stay with Him. But not only do we have an approach and appeal, but we got an application. He said, let us consider, verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. So this is our application. We got an approach and we've got an appeal and we have an application. He said, let us consider one another. Amen. Let us look at our brother and sister in Christ and say, you know what? I'm going through something tough. But praise God, they may be going through something tough too. Amen. And said, you know what? I'm just going to help them. And through helping them, they'll help me. Praise God, we'll help each other and we'll go on for the glory of God. Praise the Lord. We'll just shout our praise God to the house. Amen. Praise God. Me helping you and you helping me. Praise God. We'll come together and two, I praise God, can pull twice as much as one. Amen. But you know what? We're living a day and an hour that the Bible says over in James that if you need help, He said, you bring them things to before the people. Amen. You bring them before people. You say, you know what? You find you some good sisters or some good brothers. Amen. If you're one of the ladies, you find you some good godly sisters that you can talk to. And you go to them. You say, you know what? I'm going through some tough times. I'm going through some trials, some tribulation. I need you to help me pray. I need to have some more confidence. I need to have some more assurance. I need some help. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? It's people's got burdens, people's hurting, praise God. We don't come together like we ought to and pray and seek God's face. We go everywhere else in the world. We go all over creation trying to find answers. So what do? When you don't know what to do, praise God, you get a hold of somebody that loves the Lord. You get together and you say, you know what? I need some help. Amen. Praise God. Application, let us consider one another. Amen. Before this thing begins to overflow us, begin to overflood us and to pull us down, praise God, and to drown us in our misery, let's get a hold of God so we'll know what to do, our application. He said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. Why do we do it? Because of we love one another. Amen. We don't want to see each other hurt. Hey, I can see when you're hurting. Amen. I've come to several of them and say, you know what? What can I do to help you? And it breaks my heart sometimes, and you say, well, nothing, just pray. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what am I supposed to do? Say, well, you know what, preacher? Yeah, I could really use some help. You know, if you'll just pray for me and you maybe this is kind of the situation. Can you give me some guidance? That's what I'm here for. Amen. You don't have to carry this by yourself. We can take it and go to the Word of God and we can find God has an answer for everything that bothers you. Amen. Say, hey, I have to dig it out every day for me. Amen. I have to dig it out for me. I have to find me some answers about every day to help me to keep going on for the glory of God. And we can come alongside to get somebody got confidence and say, hey, look, can you give me a good word? Amen. You don't have to tell them everything about everything's going on. They don't need to know all your dirty laundry, praise God. You can say, you know, I got a situation. Amen. And I need some help with this situation. Praise God. And they can take the Word of God if they know anything about the Word of God and they can find you an answer. Because there's an answer in here for every situation. Amen. There is. Praise the Lord. Amen. So our application here, come alongside, love one another. Praise the Lord. And do good works. The thing is pleasing to the Lord. And then he said, and then number four, he said, let us not forsake the assembling ourselves together. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling ourselves together as the manner of some is. Now this breaks my heart. Because what happens every time when trials and tribulations come and we get under a burden, under a load, you know what most people want to do? They want to get away from the house of God. They'll get just as far away, they'll take off just as hard away from the house of God as they can. They'll take off just as far away from the Lord as they can. And they're just going further and further down that wrong road. Amen. They're going out there and trying to find in the world that that'll give them a confidence, assurance, and help them with what they're carrying, what they're going through. Amen. But he says the Lord says here, not forsaking the assembling ourselves together as the manner of some is. He said some people, when they get in these situations, praise God, he said they're running from the Lord instead of to the Lord. Amen. He said to draw nigh and I'll draw nigh to you. He said, if you'll come near me, praise God, I'll come near to you. But he can't run you down if you're running the other way. If we're going to run, praise God, let's run to the Lord. Fall on our face, no fashion altar somewhere, cry out to the Lord. What do you do when you don't know what to do, praise God? You don't run away from the house of God, you run to the Lord. Amen. Come to a place where you can get help. He said, not forsake seven of ourselves together as the manner some is, but exhorting one another. That's to uplift, to encourage. Amen. You ever need any encouragement? Amen. I do. I like an encouraging word every now and then. He said, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. It's just like as these things begin to build up on us, and the Bible says this old world waxes worse and worse. Amen. And he says, as you see this thing, praise God, he said, we just need to lift up each other more. Amen. Get close to God, get near the house of God, get near the people of God, and lift up the Lord. And then lift up each other, praise God. Say, hey, look, I'm praying for you, amen. Let me come over and we'll pray together. Amen. At work. You know when the devil is the most afraid? You say, well, the devil ain't afraid of me. You get on your knees, you get to crying out to God. Amen. The devil don't like that at all. Amen. That's when he's the most afraid of you, because that's when you're most effective against him. When we're on our knees. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Praise God, we get a hold of God. We come to the house of God. We pray to God. We get a hold of God. We get together with God. Amen. We lift up the precious name of the Lord. Amen. This is what we should have. It should be our appetite. Amen? Our appetite should be for the things of God. Our appetite should be to where whenever things start going around, when things is good and when things is bad, praise God, we've got an appetite for the things of God. I love it, praise the Lord. I love preaching. I love singing, good gospel singing, amen. I love the brothers and sisters in Christ. I love coming together. I love the things that God does for us. Amen. We should have an appetite for the things of God. If we don't, praise God, we ought to get on our face and say, Lord, I need an appetite. Amen. Say, I'm not getting fed, preacher. Well, that's because you don't have an appetite. Amen. If we get an appetite for the things of God, praise God, God will feed you. He'll spread you a table, praise God, that you go, I guarantee you'll like it. Amen. But we got to have an appetite. Not forsaking the assembling together. He said, we've got to come together in the Lord. Draw nigh. He said, if we'll draw near to Him, hold fast to Him, consider one another, and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as custom is. He said, we have an appetite. Amen. He said, then you know that you've got an appetite because you want to be here. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you want to be here? Do you want to be at the house of God? Do you want to get help from the Lord? Do you love God's people? Those are all important questions. We should want to be here. We should love the Lord. We should want to feed from His bountiful supply that He gives, that'll encourage our soul, that'll draw us closer together. Amen. Instead of pushing us apart. But you think about it. If we all come together in one mind and one accord, and with the same appetite, amen, we're going to like it when the table's spread. Because we're all going to pull up, praise God, to get our share together, amen. We're all going to pull up together to get our share. And God, hey, when you do that, God's going to feed you. How do you know, preacher? Because He said He's our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you, but my Father, if I pull up and I'm hungry, He's going to feed me. Amen? Us little old young me and Roger and Floyd, you tell Roger I ain't never missed a meal. Amen? Amen? And when we pulled up, praise God, Daddy always made sure there was ample supply of the food on the table. How much more does our Heavenly Father love us? And if we come together, praise God, with an appetite, looking to feed, praise God, He'll feed us. Amen. But you know what we need? We need to say, Lord, you know, please help my appetite. Please help me. Give me a desire for Your Word. Give me a desire for Your people. Give me a desire for Your church. You say, well, preacher, it just don't have a whole lot of appeal to me because you don't have an appetite. Amen. I believe those that's saved, that's born again, praise God, we have an appetite for things, God. We desire to be fed. Amen. And you get fed when you pull up table. But what do? We don't know what to do. We just come to the Lord. Amen. We draw near. We hold fast. We consider one another. And we don't forsake ourselves, assembling ourselves together. Amen. We come together to magnify the Lord and to get fed. And God, and praise the Lord, He pours out. And if we do that, God pours out us a banquet. Just about every time. Amen. He'll give us some. He'll give you some little old. He'll give you a saucer full, praise God, full and running over. Praise the Lord. And it'll run over on somebody else, and praise God, and they'll sop it up. And everybody will be praising God. But what do you do when you don't know what to do? We get close to the Lord. We get closer than we've ever been. Don't run away from Him. You've got to run to Him. Amen. Run to where God is. Run where the presence. Get run to where you can get help. Seek Him while He may be found. And He'll bless your heart. He'll do for you what you need Him to do for you.